What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I don't know. I mean, I know that he's sending the National Guard in to help some of these ICE agents, which would make sense because they're just, you know, more in a facilitating role. So I think it depends on how he does this. What's the legal justification for it? So I don't know what he's doing in DC. I fully support, and it's working. He's enforcing the law. There's been zero murders in over a week. Elsewhere, I'd just like to hear the reasoning.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Mark, I'm doing just great. Thanks.
I'm glad to hear that. That was Lisa Booth over at Fox saying, I think, probably what a lot of people are feeling these days. They love what's going on in D.C. You live there. No murders in a week. That's pretty amazing. If that happened in St. Louis, people would fall over. They wouldn't know what to do.
Oh, yeah, and it's not just that. There's been, in that one week, there was a huge drop. Not only was no one murdered, and remember, by the middle of the year, we'd had 100 murders in the city, one of the highest rates in the entire country. In one week, not only was no one killed, but almost every other crime, including dangerous carjackings, had dropped dramatically.
Wow. Yeah, not a surprise, I'm sure. But her point is, she knows what he's doing in D.C. is legal. He has the authority to do that. Yesterday he said, I might send troops to Chicago or some of these other big cities. He said Chicago's next. What do you make of that from a legal perspective?
Well, so far I haven't seen the I'm like her. I love what he's doing in the city that I work in every day. In these other cities, though, you know, he doesn't have the kind of federal authority over those cities the way he has directly over D.C. And I have not yet seen the president or the attorney general cite the legal authority they think they could use to do it. I mean, maybe it's there somewhere in a federal statute, but so far I'm not quite sure where they think they've got the authority to do that.
That's the big question everyone's saying there. They keep quoting the 10th Amendment, which really is the Emergencies Act, right? It gives state sovereignty up to the point where they call on the government, right, to come in, the feds to come in. Where is Trump seeing a break in that, do you think? Where does he see his authority being able to come in and help these cities out?
Well, that's what I'm saying, Mark, is I don't see it at the moment, and so far I haven't seen his legal advisors cite their authority for it. I mean, look, he's not a lawyer. I think he sees the results here. He sees how bad crime is in other cities, and, you know, what's his immediate reaction? Well, I want to send people there to try to solve the problem, but that's not the same as the attorney general saying, Well, we've got the ability to do it under this particular federal law. And so far, I just haven't seen that.
Hans von Spakovsky with us from the Heritage Foundation. So, Hans, what is making the difference in D.C. then? Obviously, the National Guard troops, while I understand some of them are armed these days, are not making the actual arrests. Obviously, their presence is on the street. It sounds like there's some federal activity going on to complement or supplement what the D.C. police are doing. So what is that the biggest difference, the federal action?
The biggest difference is manpower, what you just cited. Look, the city council of D.C. Has been so full of defund the police, don't support the police, that they've had a huge drain of police officers leaving D.C. for greener pastures. I mean, if I was a D.C. police officer, I would do the same. They were more than 800 officers short of what they should be. And so they brought in 800 National Guardsmen. So basically, there were huge swaths of the city that were unpatrolled. You would never see police there because they just didn't have the manpower to do it. And that in itself, the presence of law enforcement officers everywhere, that is what's making a huge difference.
I heard
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Police chief of D.C. over the weekend say that the backlog of warrants has been nearly cleared. So they had a ton of warrants, but as you pointed out, there was not the manpower to go out there and actually make the physical arrest. They have had huge raids, including a ton of illegals. ICE also, of course, is active in this. They've taken, I think, 103 illegals off the streets in 1 week, but also over 400 arrest warrants were executed. The question I think many people are asking, will the arrest warrants lead to actual convictions and holding these criminals, you know, accountable and in jail until their sentencing, or are they all going to be let out by a loose prosecution?
And see, that's the other big difference.
Yeah, because
as you know, we have a new U.S. attorney, and she has she's tough as nails. And the difference is that the prior U.S. attorney under Joe Biden, a report came out involving information from the sentencing committee. He was refusing to prosecute almost 70% of the arrests in the city and ignoring misdemeanor crimes, but almost 70%. And she's made it very clear, our new U.S. attorney, Ms. Pirro, that that isn't happening anymore. So that also is a huge, huge change that's been needed for quite a while.
It's true. Hans von Spakovsky with us this morning. What would it take for Governor Kehoe, the governor of Missouri, to justify sending National Guard troops into St. Louis? Like, I'm looking at the stats from July. There were 655 total crimes against persons. Eight of those were murders. 264 of those were aggravated assaults. There were 13 kidnappings and abductions. What's the line? I mean, what even though those numbers are down a little bit from a year ago, why should we tolerate that?
Well, I don't think the people of the city should. Look, the laws governing the use of National Guard troops by governors are all peculiar to a particular state. But almost all of them allow the governor to call up National Guard troops whenever they're needed in almost any kind of emergency conditions. And they those laws almost always leave what is an emergency condition within the total discretion termination of the governor.
Love
so it's up to the governor to decide, does that meet his definition of an emergency? Well, the people living in the city probably think so.
I'll bet. Hans, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You have a great week. Good to get you on here. What I see is Donald Trump putting out a blueprint in D.C. and saying, hey, here's what I did. If you have the authority, governors, you could do it too, or you could choose not to.
And your thought of doing it in red states first would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But then all the blue state people will want to come here. That's going to ruin everything, for goodness sake. Coming up, we'll check in with Nicole Murray. Get you a check of business. Stay tuned.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.